Salutations, Mets fans. Welcome to this week's edition of Mazin Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Mazin Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week is Chris McShane. Chris, normally I'd have a funny little question here to ask you related to the past week in Mets news, but it's almost 11 o'clock at night.
It is.
So, it's very late. You were very late. So, the question would be, what popular early 2000s indie band were you at a concert for? Which is why we're recording this late.
Well, I went and saw Nels Klein of Wilco fame and Julian Lage, two guitarists. And they played about 25 minutes longer of a set than they usually do. And yeah, there we are. So,
and Wilco's close enough, probably. Yeah. Early 2000s indie band, if Klein is involved. But we are giving you a podcast because you have, you know, God bless you if you're driving somewhere tomorrow for Thanksgiving in the Northeast.
Yes, and I feel like we're just going to make that so much better.
Yes, probably, because I've already had two Manhattans and a beer, and it's almost 11 o'clock at night. So the agenda for episode 95, which I should probably name, and I had a name, Chris, I swear to God, I looked it up earlier, and that name was, it'll come to me in a second, hang on. Oh, this is the Mets shouldn't let Dallas Green anywhere near Matt Harvey, Jacob deGrom, or Zach Wheeler edition.
Nice. I like it.
Dallas Green was the manager of the 1995 Mets. We all know what happened to Generation K shortly afterwards. Obviously not all his fault, but his approach towards young starting pitching and the management thereof. Not really something that's been emulated since for good reason. But the agenda for episode 95, not much Mets news. We're heading into Thanksgiving holiday, which is sort of the first major, I think, milestone of the offseason. We've gotten this far. That means winter meetings are right around the corner. I believe they start next week. So I'm not going to say there's light at the end of the tunnel, but there's a tunnel. There is a tunnel. But the only actual news, the Mets expanded their 40-man roster, added six players, protect them from the Rule 5 draft will happen at the end of the winter meetings, so we'll talk about those six players and some guys they didn't leave and or they didn't put on and left exposed, and some guys they might want to take a look at. This is your Rule 5 draft preview. God help us all. Then you sent us seven emails. I don't know why you did that. This was supposed to be a holiday. We'll get to those. So we'll rush right in with a minimum of hashtag banter. The Mets' new 40-man additions. We're just going to skip Noah Syndergaard, I think, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't think you need us to explain to you why Noah Syndergaard was added to the 40-man roster, other than Noah Syndergaard was eligible for the Rule 5 draft this year.
And he's pretty good.
That's why he was added. They also added Gabriel Yanoa, Corey Mazzoni, Akil Morris, Hansel Robles, and Jack Leathersich. Sort of frame this discussion. When thinking about who to add to the 40-man, and thinking about the Rule 5 draft, which I do way too much, much more than is necessary, the amount of thinking I did to put together notes for this show, more time than anyone should spend thinking about the Rule 5 draft. Though not as much as J.J. Cooper spent at Baseball America thinking about the Rule 5 draft. There's four things I look for when considering whether or not to protect a guy. First thing I look at, sort of number one with a bullet. Upside. What can this guy be? If this guy is a top-line prospect, like Noah Syndergaard, I think even Gabriel Yanoa probably falls into this category. If this is a guy that can be a above-average major leaguer, you're adding him. Two, how close is he to being a major leaguer, above-average or otherwise? A guy that could help your team next year. Not even necessarily if it's he can stick, because we'll get to that on another team's roster. But can he help your team next year? Corey Mazzoni, absolutely help the Mets next year out of the bullpen. Hansel Robles theoretically could. Jack Leathersich, certainly. Three, again, can he stick on another team's roster if he's drafted? You know, are you risking losing that player? Certainly any of the five guys we named, I think, could stick there for a whole year. You know, Syndergaard could be in some team's opening day rotation. You know what you can protect as a swing man or as a middle reliever. I think there's enough fastball slider there. You can develop on the side. Mazzoni could win a spot out of spring if there's enough injuries in the pen. Same with Hansel Robles. We know Paul D. Podesta loves him. And even Jack Leathersich. The Mets don't exactly have a ton of lefties on the 40-man roster right now. Or certainly not lefties that are clearly better than Jack Leathersich, walk rates aside. You might notice I'm dancing a bit around Akil Morris. And there's a reason for that, which we will get to. Greg and I discussed the 40-man situation a few weeks ago, and I sort of walked back any strong feelings about it, because it's just not that important. I mean, Eric Gaudela and Gonzalez Hermann are still on the 40-man. That doesn't mean they're going to be much of a factor on the 2015 Mets. This is just a procedural move at this point. That said, I would still have protected Domingo Tapia over Akil Morris. And I'm sticking with it. Do you have any strong feelings about these players, Chris?
I don't know if I'd say strong feelings.
That's fine. You shouldn't, probably.
but if I were going to support your Tapia stance, for lack of a better word, he's a big dude, you know, and I know that's not everything, but I've probably seen Morris in passing in spring training, but I can't remember anything specifically about him. But I don't know, Tapia looked a little more, I don't know, intimidating might be the right word. He just, there was something about him. Maybe it was the stare down that he gave me when I was taking his photo in spring training. I think it was actually spring training 2013, because he had a little bit more hype before that, or coming into that spring, than he did coming into this one. So yeah, I certainly know everything you've said and written about Morris. So that's the main source of my knowledge on him. But yeah, Tapia, if there's the very cliched it, whatever it is, I don't know. Maybe he has it. People who are familiar with your words, whether in print or here, know
it's 11 o'clock at night, people. This is quality radio.
But, you know, I think there's a little bit more to him than Morris. So I'll back you up on that one.
And another factor I didn't really list for Rule 5 as, because it's not something I think necessarily teams consider. It's like, how bad is this player going to burn you if you lose him? You know, potentially. Ever since they added the additional year of, or made it one additional year of eligibility for all players, both those that were 18 when drafted, or younger than 18, there's just the quality of player in the Rule 5 isn't as good. I know people like to talk about, you know, Dan Uggla, Johan Santana, Francisco Liriano. Those guys were all under the old system, where they became eligible sooner. So there's never going to be really, like, you don't really see the guy that's going to burn you here. I mean, obviously, you know, Noah Syndergaard, if you let him go, but that was never really an issue. I mean, there were only really three guys I feel like they had to protect. Syndergaard, and Mazzoni. All three of them got protected. Anything after that is just, you know, you might as well use the spots because they're available to you. I mean, they even DFA'd Jeff Walters to open up a spot for the sixth player, but I mean, they were going to do that anyway at some point because he's just not going to be a factor in the 2015 season based on when he had his Tommy John surgery and the fact that he's going to turn 27 next year. And that spot was going to get opened one way or the other, at some point in the offseason, you might as well do it now.